Blog Talk Radio.
How's everyone doing out there? Happy Thursday, you guys. Happy Thursday. We're almost at the weekend, and it's going to be a hot one. Yes, indeed. So, we are here, finally. And I just wanted to thank you. Just want to say thank you for joining me and taking part of my madness. I love it. Well, I'm not going to even drag this out, but I'm just going to go right into this. So for those of you who are just joining in for the first time, welcome. For those of you who are returning, hey, welcome back. And like I said, I'm your host, Misty Haven, and I have a couple of things. I have a couple of things that's floating around social media if you are interested and so inclined to check out the Unleash Your Inhibitions Facebook page and Instagram page. You can see some of the things that we talk about, some of the naughty things, some ideas, some images, workshops and merchandise that we got going on. I am also the creator of Foreplay Poetry, where we host nothing but erotic poetry for the grown and sexy. So with this pandemic and all, you know, we are taking a little bit of a hiatus, but we are not stopping. We're just pausing. So just keep your eyes and ears open and click on those links to Instagram and Facebook to stay in tune with us. And also, if you are interested in other information from my little umbrella, then check out creativesoulentertainment.com as well as linktree.com. So you will find some merchandise there. Some video clips are going to be uploaded soon. Clips from Unleashed Show and images will be uploaded soon. This is all happening in the next couple of weeks. So if you guys have missed some of the shows or just want to kind of go down that memory lane, then I suggest that you go ahead and check that out. The purpose of the show is to enlighten, educate, and entertain you. So there are a lot of things I have no idea about. So I'm not going to even sit here and tell you that I'm a guru and know all answers. No, I'm here to learn just as you. I'm also here to share whatever I have and hopefully find some things that are entertaining for you as well. So we're all about supporting each other and sharing the love. This is a judgment-free zone. So for those of you who need to take a sip of whatever your favorite drink is, whether it's wine, liquor, or water, then you do that right now and get comfortable. If you have any questions, you can always call in with your questions for me or for our guest tonight. The guest call-in number is area code 516-666-9896, and I'll plug you right in so you can say your piece. And let us hear hear how you feel. And don't be selfish, you guys. If you're enjoying what we got going on here, then share the link. This broadcast can also be shared after it's aired, and as well as any of the other shows. So that's that. Tonight's topic is about oral sex. Yes. So we're going to talk about the tricks and techniques and get the point of view from a his and hers perspective. So this is not going to be one-sided. This is not going to be about what men need to do and what women need to do and all that. We're going to put it all together from his and hers perspective. Our guest tonight will definitely shed some light about what they think would be, pretty, let's see, what's the word I want to use? Well, let's just say helpful for now. We're going to help you out, y'all. So, and for those of you who are, oh, I don't need any help, there's probably some information that you probably should know that you thought you knew, but no. And one of our guests is actually a boutique owner in this realm, so you can definitely get your cards out and start ordering some things as well. All right? So we already know that oral sex can either be a good or a bad experience for folks, and there are some who just don't want to do it, don't even want to try to do it. They just shut it down. But there are others who have a feeling of intimacy and closeness, and it's erotic, it's soothing. And then others feel like, oh, this is like a power control, and I'm feeling it because I'm telling them exactly how I want it, when I want it, and where I want it. So, hey, we can get down like that. Two, say nothing at all. Just do nothing for me. I don't want to be bothered with that. I don't want them to touch me like that. And that's fine, too. But maybe it's because your experience wasn't quite pleasant and you really would like to experience it again, or you're open to it, but at least keep your mind open. And if it's still not for you, then it's not for you. I'm not going to sit here and force you to suck dick or eat. So, this is grown folk conversation, and if this ain't for you, then it's not for you. Every topic is not for everybody. But I bet you there's somebody out there who thinks it's good. So without further ado, let me introduce our guest. So tonight's guest, we have two. So we have a double trouble happening. We have Miss Juicy from Miss Juicy Boutique and from Juicy Tales Erotic Chat. She is also on Blog Talk Radio. She is a business owner and a model coordinator. She is also a dominatrix, you guys, and a coach for the kink and vanilla relationships. So we're going to bring Miss Juicy on board, and then we also have Sir Matthias Black. He is a BDSM dominant in the Chicagoland area with experience in several aspects of the BDSM lifestyle, including impact play, fire play, sensory torture, including waterboarding. Yes, I already started drinking wine. Waterboarding, yes. This is in his bio. Yes, you read that correctly. Waterboarding restraint, as well as BDSM philosophy and education. So, without further ado, let me bring on my guest before I just start rambling and saying some things I should not be saying. And welcome, you guys. Thank you guys for coming on board. Hello, hello, hello.
Good evening, Mr.
Hello. Hey, hello.
Hello, hello. How's everyone doing?
We're good. And pleasure to meet you, Mistress Juicy.
Well, hello, sir. It is a pleasure to meet you as well.
Ooh, I can already tell this is going to be juicy. This is going to be juicy. So, I've never had two guests at the same time on the show, and I thought it would be a great treat to have both of you on because, you both have a reputation that stands firm. You know what you're talking about, and you can definitely articulate some things that can help all of us get to the next level in intimacy and just some techniques that we may have been we may have skipped a few years back, and we might need a little refresher, you know. So the egos, there are no ego bruises, but we just want to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to be doing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with, you know, upping your skill level a little bit. Nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can always teach an old dog new tricks.
There you go. There you go. So we're going to dip right into this, and I'm going in pretty fast and strong with this one. So first question, to swallow or not to swallow?
Ladies first.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That is a great question, and there are a lot of people that don't like the taste of their partner's cum. And there's a lot of ways that you can actually fix the taste that are just all natural ways. But I will be talking.
We'll get to that part, but the what?
Right.
We'll get to that part, because that's another question.
But I will definitely be talking about the penis side of the house, giving oral pleasure or pleasuring to the penis side of the house, because I know how to do the female as well. So, but I'm tonight focusing on the penis. So, to swallow or not to swallow is the question, and my answer is I swallow, and I don't like to. I'm very greedy, so I don't like to miss any of it, so I want to make sure that it is all mine. I don't like to miss a drop. So,
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
Of course. So again, it all depends on the person who's receiving in that situation. As for myself, I have no qualms about facing and swallowing.
Okay. Okay, cool. And, excuse me, so my thing is, sometimes the questions I have received, women have talked about their man's ejaculate being either too thin or very thick, bitter, salty. So someone even described it as this is an acquired taste. So maybe if you're into oysters, that's what you can compare it to. And I'm like, oh, really? So how do you get around the different kinds of textures and tastes? So if your partner is not, you know, not cotton candy, then how do you survive that?
Well, for the men,
cotton candy, yeah.
Yes. Let me see, you Tootsie Roll just came in my head. But anyway,
that's exactly what I was thinking about. I'm like,
well, first let's start with the taste. The taste is definitely is a factor, and what people need to realize is when you are tasting what you are tasting, that means that that person has either possibly just consumed something that has a strong flavor to it, or it can also be a warning sign. What a lot of people don't realize is, once again, this is where we are going to, as well as enjoy some pleasure, but this is also where we excrete what's in our body. So if you taste a lot of salt, which is usually one of the number ones, that's usually a number one up in there, or, you know, top 10, whatever, people say it tastes salty. Ew, it tastes salty. I don't want to taste it. You know, usually that means there's too much salt in the diet. That is a big warning sign right there. It is huge. It is just so big. So at that point, if this is your partner and you're tasting nothing but salt, you're tasting a lot of it, then mm-hmm. right then and there, there can be some serious issues going on with his diet. So it's really, really, really important that we understand that what we're tasting can be something if they're my first Dom, because I'm a switch, but my first Dom mm-hmm. drank a lot of tea. I'm not a tea drinker. I didn't at the time. I do now. I drink green tea, but he drank a lot mm-hmm. of raspberry tea, and I could taste that tea. I'm sure some of us have had a little drunken evening, and you can taste the alcohol. So you have to understand mm-hmm. there's a lot of flavors or tastes out there that are very strong, and they're going to come out where they are going to go out of your body, and that's mm-hmm. usually what you're tasting. But there are some things, like I said, that are warning signs. If someone they're telling you they're not drinking and you taste a lot of alcohol, mm-hmm. that can be a warning sign. So just keep that in mind when you're talking about taste. And then I will let Sir Black go ahead, and then I'll, if you want, I can give some tips on how we can make it taste better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I mean, well, you know the old adage where people swear up and down that their general producers taste like cookies and cream. I mean, let's bottom line, no one tastes like that. I mean, we all have a taste down there, so regardless. And first off, as far as taste is concerned, it also, like Mr. Susie said, it boils down to what you're eating as well. I mean, say, for example, some foods to avoid would be like garlic, onions, asparagus, cabbage, which some people actually report that it leaves a less than pleasant flavor as far as the jack was concerned. Now, I know for a fact that my partner, she loves watermelon, she loves fruit, things like that, and it does come out in the taste. Ms. Juicy, what type of foods would you suggest to actually enhance the flavor?
Well, the first thing I want to tell people, and I know a lot of people don't like water, but oh my God, you gotta have it, guys. You gotta have it. You gotta drink water. You gotta flush your system.
Please,
you got to. Coffee is a very strong drink, so you're going to taste it. Yeah, if you can make coffee with water and you consider that water, no. You need regular
H2O. Not to replace with water.
Right. Not with everything in the, you know, some people drink the little flavored waters. Okay, that's fine. But you really need as much regular, plain, ordinary H2O as you can get to help to cleanse your body. It helps to cleanse you when you're you know, you're urinating, men and women, doesn't matter, it's both, for both. It helps both mm-hmm. cleanse your system, and that's so important. And then, you know, a mm-hmm. lot of people say, well, you know, pineapples. I always, whenever I'm doing my shows, you know.
It's a great safe word, too.
It is.
Pineapples.
It is a great safe word.
Yeah, pineapples. I don't know, sometimes it might be too long. I might only get out pine, you know? But you know, you'd really do need to. Fruit is a great, it has natural sugars. And it can be any kind of fruit. It doesn't just have to be pineapples. It can be, you know, your watermelon, your cantaloupe, your mushmelon. All of those are great.
Stuff like that, yeah.
All the berries.
All great providers of hydration as well, especially if you're, not just step on Sir Black's toes, but if you're a squirter, watermelon is great to have if you have, you know.
Quite refreshing, yes.
Right, you can keep yourself hydrated, you know. So, those things are what you can usually do. You definitely, I would say fresh fruit, a lot of fresh fruit. Lettuce also contains a lot of water. and it doesn't have that strong taste like he mentioned earlier, like cabbage. So you could do some lettuce. Mm-hmm. So you want to find some things that are, have a mild taste, but they're full of fluids as well as just plain ordinary water.
Mm-hmm. But so now that you've given us what to eat, how do you address that to your partner on both sides? Like, what if you're with a partner who don't taste so good? How do you verbally, how do you communicate that to that person? Like, ooh, you taste bad. I can't go down on you. Like, how do you say it tactfully without hurting their soul?
I actually like to be direct and to the point. So you've known me for a long time, Mr. Haven, so you know I don't have a filter. But tactfully suggest alternatives to your partner's diet. Express that you have concerns because you want to pleasure that person, but you stink. No, don't say that. Don't listen to me like that. But you tackle this. There are tactful ways to suggest to your partner what you are looking for as far as oral pleasure is concerned, and what you find pleasurable as far as their tastes. So yeah.
For women, you know, and you know me, Miss Ames Haven. I'm an advocate for know how to cook. Damn it, know how to cook. I'm just like, stop with the fast food. Stop with the microwave. So, what you can do in a very something else that's very subtle is actually you could feed your partner. It's also very intimate. It's very romantic. So you could start an evening with feeding them fruit, feeding them, you know, giving them the things that make them taste better. Talk to them. I too, closed mouth don't get fed. So, have that conversation. Sit down with your partner and, you know, let him know, because sometimes guys don't know. They're not, let's just be honest, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to go with they don't really usually suck their own dick. So,
right.
some can. I've seen it done. So,
same here.
But for those that cannot, haven't ventured or haven't tried it, but they don't necessarily know that, with quotations, that they don't taste good. They would not really have a clue. So you can, you know, sit down, you know, hey babe, you're a little salty. I need you to watch the salt in your diet. Or let's try this tonight. I'm going to feed you fruit. I'm going to feed you this, that, and the other. You can help your partner by giving them the proper foods that they need throughout the day. So, and you know, if all else fails, just tell them, baby, if you want me to suck your dick longer and better, I'm going to need you to fix that taste. Okay? And this is what you need to do. And then, you know, you can.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it ain't happening. I don't do it. There. Don't do you. I don't do you. Next. That's all. Because I just feel like this is disrespectful. You're going to sit here and disrespect your body, and you want me to bless your body with my mouth, you better treat it properly so you can get the special treat.
Right. And some, like I said, some guys have no clue, though. They're very, a lot of guys, and Sir Black, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but a lot of guys probably don't know that they don't taste good. They just don't.
That's when you kiss them back so they can taste it. You kiss them. You taste that. you taste that, right?
That's if you can get them to kiss you back.
See? If they don't even want to do that, then you see.
That's
like, see, you know you mean right.
That's a whole different conversation about machismo and whatnot. So, yeah. I don't want to do that, man. That's
gay. I can hear it right now. That's gay. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's going out the window. All righty.
All right, so moving on. So, Ms. Juicy, there are different kinds of blowjobs with the licking and kissing and everything. Can you explain what makes it like butter? You are the trophy when it comes to this, when it comes to the different kinds of blowjobs. What are some of the other kinds of blowjobs out there that, you know, we need to brush up on or learn?
Well, I think the most important thing about a blowjob is definitely communication. You cannot just, especially if you've had multiple partners or previous partners or whatever the case may be, you can't bring whatever you did to your other partner to this particular partner. And I think a lot of times we make that big mistake.
So you ask what they like first.
Yeah, you sit down, you talk about it. You know, you got to find out, because there are men that don't like teeth, and there are men that do. I experienced both. I thought I was like chewing a guy's grinding. You know, I felt like I was doing hamburger on him. I don't know, but that's what excited him. He liked having my teeth on him, biting him, truly. But then I've been with other guys, absolutely no teeth. And if my teeth touch even a little bit because they've had a bad experience or whatever the case may be, it kind of just loses its air. It deflates quickly, you know. So you do need to find out what he likes. And understand that during the course of time, it will change. But, you know, you'll find out the basics. Does he like a lot of licking? Does he like a lot of, you know, what does he like? And then you learn to incorporate what he likes in the process of actually doing fellatio on him. There's really, to me, there's no right or wrong way to do it unless you're not definitely just not pleasing your partner. But, you know, there's a lot of different techniques. There's too many to even try to name during the show right now. But there's a lot of different techniques that you can do in order to orally please your partner. But I find that the biggest thing that you need to do if you're trying to orally please your partner is you got to like to do this. If you're just kind of going through the motions, I'm just going to do it this one time, or I'm just doing it because he wants me to do it. I really don't like doing it, but I'm just going to do it. Okay, honestly, I feel he knows you not putting your whole heart.
You're not enthusiastic, huh?
Right. You're just doing it just to get by. So you really have to have that mindset that you really enjoy doing this. And for me, it is a power game, because I have my man's pain and pleasure right there in my hands and in my mouth and in between my boobs and with my eyes looking at him and off my lips and my tongue, and I can hear him breathing funny. I can see his toes curl. I can see him grip the sheets. I can, you know, I'm sorry, having a flashback. But anyway.
I see you going to a full story.
But those are kind of the things that you really want to try to accomplish when you're trying to do a blowjob.
Okay. Now, sir, what is the deep throat thing? Is it a novelty? What is the hoopla about a woman deep throating? Why?
As far as that, probably it's, well, I actually, part novelty, part, I guess it would be a fantasy. I mean, majority of people I've spoken to, guys, they actually enjoy watching their partner choke on their dick.
Mm-hmm.
As Dahlia just screamed yes from the background. Hi, Dahlia. Okay, so moving forward. So I mean, it's visual. It's type feeling of power. Having them inhale all your manhood. In some cases, people actually like to see their partners regurgitate while giving blowjob. Again, it's all depends on the person. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for those women that are worried about gagging, please gag. Go ahead. It's not a big issue or problem. Matter of fact, guys love it. Okay, because they could have the world. They could have like a 4-inch dick, and you just gag on that bad boy. I don't care. You just gag. Sometimes, you know, you got to do a little Academy Award winning acting at some point in time. But, you know, you just.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to get.
Now that you brought that up, I do have a question from someone asking about that, about prevention from vomiting. So how do you prevent that? So it turns into something pleasurable. Oh, she's gagging. She's throwing up. This ain't sexy.
Well,
so how do you
don't eat? Don't eat heavy. Don't eat heavy if you know that this is something that you're planning on doing. It does happen. It does. And you need to be. And Sir Black, you're not about to hear this, but ladies, you need to be in a position of power when you're doing this, so that you can kind of control how deep his dick is going into your mouth and how far back it's going to your throat. But the main thing that a lot of women forget to do while doing a blowjob is breathe. So you're probably going to gag. You're going to, because you're not breathing. You're going to take in a gulp of air. So yeah. But
okay.
Same
thing with guys. We do forget to breathe as well.
Okay. It works both ways. Okay, so
it does. Yeah.
Take a breath. Take a breath. All right. So, circumcised or not. How do you deal with an uncircumcised dick?
There are such a thing. No, I'm just kidding. I think in my lifetime I probably can count on one hand and one finger a guy that was uncircumcised, but he was very clean. He had this all his life, so he knows what to do to be clean. And personally, once it grows, who cares? You know, the object is to make it grow anyway. So, grow, little guy, grow. You know, that's how
come
I
on now.
Okay. Yeah. Come on out and play. Yeah. And then you might be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. Yeah.
Okay. There are like many reasons why people have sex. There was a study, which is interesting, that I read, that the University of Texas, they counted 237 reasons why people have sex. And procreating was just not even one of them. It's just that was even on the radar. So this is one of those opinionated questions. Why do you think people enjoy oral sex? Sir Black, can you take this one?
I'm processing. I mean,
yeah, so am I.
From a personal standpoint, I mean, I enjoy receiving and giving as far as all sex is concerned. From a reciprocant standpoint, not seen by his horn, but Dahlia is an amazing person when it comes to that. I've had instances of oral sex before, and Dahlia does some amazing things with her tongue that I didn't think was possible before. As far as providing, as far as providing is concerned, again, it's about I personally get off on pleasuring my partner or whoever I'm seeing, whatever the case may be. That's how I get off, and seeing them struggling, seeing them more firing off in the brain as to saying to themselves, what the fuck is going on, what's happening to me, or you know, brief orgasms, things of that nature. That's why I enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are so many ways to pleasure your partner and yourself. I believe it's important that we use all of our senses and we use all of our bodies because we have so many nerve endings. And all of the nerve endings are, you know, at the head of the penis and they're in the clit. So these nerve endings need to be cared for, so to speak. And, you know, from your hands, they like different sensations, your mouth, your tongue, your hot breath, ice, you know, cold steel, whatever you're trying to do, you know, heat, you know. So there's all kinds of ways that you can pleasure yourself. So why limit yourself? Why not, you know, say the sky is the limit and find different ways to explore your partner and have your partner explore you. So
and then explode.
Exactly. I mean, it's so important that, you know, and I know as we're going through this pandemic, there's a lot of people that aren't able to come touch each other, aren't able to see each other, aren't able to and that's what we are. We're creatures of nature.
We're social creatures.
Yeah, and we can't do that right now. So there's a lot of people out here that are, you know, for lack of a better term, going through withdrawal. But it really is something that we all love to do. And when you're with someone that you want to please or you are pleased by, it just takes it to a whole nother level.
Absolutely. Did you want to chime in, sir? I didn't hear if you did.
No, I was just listening.
Okay. So how can one learn when their partner is about to come? So from a male's perspective, when she's about to come, this may sound trivial to ask us, what do you do?
I enjoy the pressure.
What do you do?
I add pressure.
So,
tongue goes a little bit faster. Might put a finger inside her, little around her G spot a little bit. Grab a nipple, anything to enforce her orgasms.
Okay.
And then,
the juicy. Oh, there's more.
I was going to make a Lipton tea flashback, like a reference, like the guys falling in the pool, but that's going to show how old I am. Never mind.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
The way I can tell usually is, well, number one, he'll say it, but number two, I usually have my hands around the shaft. I can feel the pulsation coming. You can actually feel it coming. So Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're really in tune with your partner's body, you know where you're taking them to. My goal is to make sure that I take him to that moment where he can release, whether it's in, on my face. I only have one restriction, and that's not in my hair.
Not the hair, not the hair.
Not the hair. Whatever you do, do not comb in my hair, because that means I have to go take a shower. I have to go wash my hair before I can go to bed. So let's not do that, shall we? Because I got to wash it out, because otherwise it's not real pleasant to try to wash it out the next morning. Ask me how I know. But anyway, that's my only don't. Do not. But on occasion it has happened. But you can usually feel, if you're in tune with his body, you can listen to their breathing. You can listen to, you're watching their body as they kind of contort a little bit, or and what he's saying and those kinds of things. And those are keys. I think the biggest thing that I've always heard, the biggest complaint is that when women are actually doing some oral, they tend to want to kind of go off and do whatever it is they want to do instead of listening to your partner, because a lot of times you're about to make him come and you leave that spot, or you leave that area, you go someplace else, and you're like, I'm done, you know, because he's never going to come. Well, you were just about to, but you just kind of bailed.
That'll kill it.
Yeah, that'll kill it. That will do it. Now, for me, I like to...
So what about...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say...
what were you saying?
What about going down after intercourse?
I have no problem with it.
Okay.
As we spoke before, I make it a point to make sure that my partner enjoys the ride from the beginning, from A to C. And if that involves going down after intercourse, I will do that. I know.
Honey,
some,
I have no problem with tasting meat. I taste
men,
good.
Right. And some
there
much people men might think that's nasty or something like that, but I have no problem with it.
I don't think what's the big hang up to that?
I think once again we get into stereotypical thoughts that somebody else is putting people's minds, instead of understanding. Especially, I still run into a lot of men, believe it or not, that think that they can only have one orgasm.
How unfortunate.
Heavens, no. Heavens.
Honey, yes.
If I had pearls, I'd clutch them right now.
They think one and done. That they said, like, I got mine in, I'm going to sleep. And I'm like, I don't know who you think you're sleeping with, but you about to do it again and again and again. You done got up in the bed with the wrong woman, honey, because you can have more than one orgasm. Okay, you can come more than one.
Okay, what if he doesn't?
What do you mean?
What if he doesn't come? Well, some women consider it a blessing or a curse.
Some women consider it a blessing or a curse.
Some men won't come.
Some men hold back just like women do. And in my experiences and in talking with couples and talking with men, there is something more deep-rooted. Some men may feel that they're relinquishing their power or their energy. Once again, some men in the back of their mind feel like if I do that, if I come, I can't get it back up. I can't do it again. That, like I said, it's still very much alive and well. Believe me, that thought is still there.
Right.
And then some men, they don't. Like I said, a lot of it is about relinquishing control, and they don't want to do that. They're afraid, for lack of a better term. They're afraid. And sometimes it's psychological. It has absolutely nothing to do with the physical portion of it. It's psychological. And your mind plays a large role in sex. So it's not just about the physical portion of it. It's also about the mental portion of it.
Now, there are some men who just can't release. What were you saying, sir?
I was about to say, from a psychological standpoint, I believe the ratio is 80% mental and actually 20% physical. Everything's all in your head as far as what's concerned.
And if there is someone that is out there that cannot release, honestly, I would tell you, honestly, you need to go get checked. You need to find out if there's, it could very well be something physical. It does not necessarily have to be anything mental. It could be something physical that is going on with you, and you should be checked. And so many men don't want to do that. It may appear weak or something's wrong with me or whatever the case may be, but they do need to get checked because it's not healthy. It truly is not healthy. And it is a natural thing to do to release, and they need to make sure that everything within the workings of their penis is okay. And a lot of guys don't want to go get that checked, and they need to. So if it's not mental, it could be something physical, and they probably need to go in.
Okay. I dig that. Now, another question I have here, sinus infections, the ejaculate-related sinus infections. The ejaculate that goes up the sinus cavity, and then they don't feel good anymore. So how can one prevent that from happening?
Hey, I learned something today. I didn't even know it was a thing. Thank you.
Yeah, I was. Me too. I'm kind of stoned. This is a new one for me as well.
I have been learning. Excellent.
Right. I mean, I understand how the sinuses work because I get sinus infections on occasion, but I don't.
Cum-related sinus infections actually exist.
I'm baffled by that one. I will have to defer and research that.
Okay.
So I don't really know. Really don't. That one's a new one.
Asked the audience. She was like, news. Yeah. So, yeah, well, I'm going to research that. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if y'all find out, then let me know or post it up.
I will post it for you.
I mean, I can understand from the mucus point, I can understand that portion of it, but normally I'm trying to figure out where they're, unless it's a facial, that's, you know what I mean, that's what I'm trying to kind of grasp where the problem would come in at, as far as, because normally if a man or a woman ejaculates, you know, you're usually swallowing it, and I could see with a man because if he's also doing, if she's a squirter, and
maybe the position, the positioning.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he might not be able to move his face or move his nostrils or whatever. It can also go in the eyes because that's also part of your sinuses as well. So. That's interesting. Definitely we'll do some research on that one.
I have a question that just came in. Does rinsing your mouth out with hydrogen peroxide afterwards help?
Help with... right.
I'm assuming
completion
after.
Completion and help with. Okay.
And what are you trying to help?
afterward? After the. Okay. I'll wait till they give me some clarity.
I mean,
yeah,
if you're worried about any after effects with having semen residue or whatever the case may be in your mouth, and break out the toothbrush, the mouthwash, go for it.
Oh,
but
cleaning.
As far as hydrogen peroxide, yeah, cleaning.
I mean, if that's something you
if that's something
you normally do, it's not, you know, I wouldn't tell you to drink half the bottle and swish it around or anything like that, but you know, if that's something you normally do, if you want to rinse your mouth out afterwards, you can rinse your mouth out with water or, you know, a little, like you said, a little mouthwash or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that, because a lot of people, you know, I know we all want to bask in the afterglow, and we just kind of, you know, I usually get pushed to the wet spot because I made it. You know?
So it's not just me. Excellent. Awesome.
Yeah. All dogs do it. I just really feel like that right now. I just feel like that right now. So, yeah. Oh, that's the wet spot you made. I'm like, no, I didn't make it by myself. You helped, you know. But anyway, usually I have to get up and go get the towels and whatever if they're not right by the bed. But what I do teach women when we're talking about actually after, you know, having intercourse and that kind of thing, is it is good for the woman to go and empty her bladder as well. It helps to cut down on bacteria infections.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So while you're doing that, and you're in there anyway, because a lot of us, like I said, we want to lay in the bed and, you know, cuddle and snuggle.
Snuggle bad. I need the afterglow, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So right before you get into the cuddle and snuggle, go, ladies, and empty your bladder to help cut down on bacterial infections. And while you're there, if you want to rinse your mouth out with a little scope or a little peroxide, or you want to, you know, quick brush of the teeth, you can do that as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of health and just maintaining that, I've been told it's best to avoid sugary foods before oral because it causes yeast infection.
Well, we're going to debunk this myth. But every woman's pH balance is a little bit different, okay? And and it's just like with anything, too much of anything can throw some women off. It doesn't matter if it's sugar, it doesn't matter if it's salt, it doesn't matter what it is, it can throw you off. But it has been, you know, shown that sugar is not a friend sometimes to our vaginal areas. That's why sometimes if we want to do some of these little fun things, like with fruit roll-ups around the dick, and we want to bring a peppermint to the bed to help with the, you know, with doing fellatio, or we want to bring ice cream or something like that. We have to be very careful as women that we don't have raw sugar inserted into us, because yes, that can throw off your pH balance, and yes, it probably could. It might, depending on the person, give you a yeast infection or something like that. But once again, if you're taking good care of yourself hygiene-wise, a lot of water, keeping yourself, you know, clean, not using a lot of foreign objects up your crotch. You know, if you're using, you know, you're not, you know, because they've come out and they've, you know, told ladies, please stop, you know, using all of this perfume stuff, and read your packaging before you go out here and buy douches, and because your body naturally will do things. Your body, you just give it time to do it. And your diet, as we spoke earlier, your diet has something to do with it as well. But you just have to really, really kind of know your pH balance, know your body.
And the optimal pH balance, ladies out there, the optimal pH balance for the vagina and the vulva is between 4 and 5.5, ladies. So you want the lower the pH, that helps just eliminate the unfriendly bacteria that breed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just keep that in mind, ladies, that, you know, don't try to try to be a Candyland down there and have all types of stuff happening.
Right.
And all types of Bath and Body Works are just going to, like, really mess your body up.
Yeah, and you just have to really know your body. If you feel an itch, mm-hmm. I mean, not, you know, you're going to itch a little bit. You have bacteria that's going to help to, already in your body, already there. That it's good. There's good
right.
bacteria
mm-hmm.
down there, and there's bad bacteria that's down there. And they kind of, when we're talking about throwing off your pH balance, you either get too much of one or too much of the other. So you're trying to keep that balance for you.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's a little different. Everybody's a little different. But, ladies, please
mm-hmm.
know your body. Please, please, please know your body. And that is the biggest thing that women don't know is their body. They just don't. And
mm-hmm, absolutely.
That they just don't. Mm-mm.
We spoke earlier about ejaculates for men. So for ejaculates for women, sir, can you talk to us about that, like your experience where you when it comes to female ejaculate, what is a big no-no to you or a warning sign to you from a male perspective? Or what is like, oh, this is lovely, this is beautiful. Like, let the ladies know from a male perspective, like,
right.
okay, what do you see and what's not good for you to see?
I mean, well, I can't speak for all male on earth, but from my
of
perspective,
mm-hmm.
I like to be recognized for doing a good job. So if I have
mm-hmm.
She decides to release her juices down my throat, on my face, the towels are wet, I know deep in my heart, I did a damn good job of pleasing her.
Mm-hmm. There you go. What, shave or no shave? Now, I'm jumping.
Right, no worries. I prefer, I mean, a little bit of hair, to be bald. I just don't want to go into bush gardens.
Did you just say bush gardens?
Yes, he did.
Yes, I said bush gardens.
Before.
And Dahlia's just shaking her head at me like, well, sir, what are you saying? Okay.
He said
so,
the right thing.
I mean,
yes, he did.
I've been known to take out clippers or the case may be and do some potpourri as far as that's concerned. Before we go.
Gardening.
Look, I'm going to have to put Dahlia on the phone real quick.
What?
Gardening.
Gardening. Oh, wow. Well, I'm all for manscaping. I'm all for I'm not
mm-hmm.
trying to spit out hairs during the no, I'm not trying to do all of that. So I'm blessed that my partner has nothing. He has not a hairy person, and he has no hair down there whatsoever. So I'm like, yes. So, I'm all for manscaping.
Okay.
Please manscape, wax, do whatever you need to do, get rid of it. But I still know you a man. I don't need all that to prove it to me. So, but
right, you don't want the caveman,
right? Not any. I wanted to piggyback off of what Sir Black said about women. And the one thing I would like to get across to your listeners, if I could, really quick, because you mentioned
mm-hmm.
a term, and you know that I'm a very, I'm a person that likes to get everybody correct terminology. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
So you asked about female ejaculation. So for those of you that don't know, female ejaculation is actually squirting. Okay, those two terms can be synonymous. Coming or having an orgasm are synonymous, okay? Because they are, for a woman, they are two different things. They are two different actions with our vaginas. So I just really want to make sure that people understand female ejaculation is equivocated with squirting, and it's a whole different action, I guess you could say, for our vaginas. So an orgasm is a contraction, And squirting is the exact opposite. It's an opening. So those are two things that people really need to know the difference of. And mm-hmm. I also want to just make sure your listeners understand completely that squirting or female ejaculation is not pee, okay? Anybody tells you that?
I just
got a listener
who just... responded, and she said, I didn't know that. Didn't know that women can squirt.
All women have the capability of knowing, of squirting. Some of them just don't know that they're about to do it. They have no clue. Like I said, it's very important that we know our bodies. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, really quick, I got to throw this in here because I just have to. If you all have not seen the video yet, and you all know, anyone that knows Miss Juicy knows that I am not a rap person. But the WAP video by Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, if you listen to the words that they're talking about, they are talking about squirting in there. And the gush, all of that, that's about squirting, being able to squirt. So y'all go out and get, hey, that's my second national anthem. My first one is Pussy Control. But, you know, that's Prince, you know. Nobody can replace him. So go ahead. Sorry.
All right, so now back on topic. Now that we talked about the WAP. All right, so how do you? Here's a question from a gentleman. Neck pain, lockjaw, tongue cramping. Help. Okay, so sir.
Okay. Well, I mean, just like exercise, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. The less cramping you'll have, the less pain you'll have. As far as with regards to the tongue is concerned. As far as neck cramps and things of that nature, pillows might help. I know for myself, with certain other conditions I have, I can't lay flat on my back because I'll start having coughing fits and things like that. So I would use a pillow or some type of something to brace myself at a slightly elevated position. That might help with your neck problems. So again, with the tongue, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. The tongue is a muscle, treated as such.
Absolutely. Ladies, the same thing. When you're trying to give a blowjob, you need to you have all of these muscles in your face, and a lot of you would not need you wouldn't need all that surgery and all that stuff if you use these muscles that are in your face and do all these crazy things. Like if you guys think about a singer, how they warm up their voice, you want to do facial things, like stick your tongue out as far as you can. You want to open your mouth as wide as you can. Practice it in the car. You'd be surprised how you can get a free gallon of gas or two. But you want to really just practice using your whole face and using opening your mouth so that you're able to accept his dick with no problem. And you have to use the muscles, and you have to practice. Definitely, I agree 100%.
Okay, here's a question for Sir. How do you maintain a hard-on while giving oral?
Never really thought about it. It just occurred to me. Again, from my perspective, I mean, along with the lifestyle, we've discussed this before, I get off on doing physical things aside from sexual to my partner and partners. But as far as maintaining a erection while providing oral, I mean, you can stroke yourself off while doing oral, so you can still pee, whatever the case may be. Get a fleshlight if you want to go that route. And there are multiple ways of trying to stay slightly on maintaining a hard on while giving oral pleasure to your partner. They need help.
Okay.
You got the old fashioned 69 position.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go, which leads me to my next question. Some people have trouble focusing with 69 because they're receiving it, but now they have they're participating. So how can they balance giving and receiving? Stay focused about
I would say I'm one of those people. I am definitely one of those people that loses focus. Because it gets the feeling so good what he's doing back there, you know. I just, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be sucking your dick. Sometimes he has to remind me, and I'm all into what he's doing. So, you know, here's the first thing. One of my mantras and one of the things that I say to people is sex should be fun. And if you can't laugh with your partner about you know, funny moments that you have when you're having sex, I don't care how long you've been together, you might be with the wrong partner, because sometimes things just happen. There's no textbook. It doesn't have to be perfect every single time. You may be focused this time, and the next 10 times he done learned how to do something different with his tongue, and the next thing, you know, you can't be focused. So don't worry,
absolutely,
he'll get you back on track. He'll put your head right back down on track.
Come back over here, girl.
Right.
Okay, Ms. Ducey, I got a question for you. Ms. Ducey, they want to know, how do you do that? Talking about squirting. How do you? We're back to squirting. We're circling back. How do you do that? Apparently, I moved on too quickly. So they bring us back.
Went too fast. They may have to sign up for a class. I do teach a lot of things. Intimacy, and I teach about women's bodies. We're getting more into the classes now because of COVID-19. So I'm not able to travel like I was before. So I am starting. That's one of the new things that we're coming out with probably in the fall. But I'll give a couple of tips tonight on knowing when you're about to squirt. The first thing that women should understand about your body is before you have sex, and we spoke about what you do after sex, you do the same thing before you're having sex. Should you be able to have that opportunity if it's not spontaneous or something along those lines. But if it's kind of a planned evening or something that you're about to do, you should always empty your bladder. Because a lot of women tend to, there's a lot of negative stereotypes about squirting, and a lot of people have heard that it's pee or it's urine, and it's not. Why it isn't, there's two main reasons why it's not. One is the properties. Urine has an odor. I'm just going to give you a couple of properties. I'm not going to give you all of them. But urine has an odor and a color, okay? Squirting is clear and does not have an odor, okay? So there's a difference. Squirting is also from a gland that we have. In our bodies, behind our uterine wall, we have glands. There's all kinds of things that help to secrete moisture there. So we have glands. And it's a particular gland that fills with fluid during when it's stimulated. And you might have heard of a little thing called the G-spot. Everybody's in a little bit of a different area, but usually that gland will fill with fluid, and you'll learn how to squirt. So basically what it's going to feel like is it feels like while you're having sex, you feel like you have a lot of pressure. You feel like you have to go pee. So a lot of women during sex are about to squirt, but they thought about, I got to pee. And so they'll make either their partner stop, or they'll, you know, they think they're going to pee, so they hold back, and that's not it. So what you need to do, ladies, is if you empty your bladder before you have sex, this gives you the knowledge to know that I've already went pee. So this is not pee. This is you're about to squirt. He's hitting that spot, or she's hitting that spot, and you are about to squirt, and just let it go. And like I said, it's an opening. So you're going to push out, just like you're pushing out urine or just like you're pushing out a baby, you're going to push this this fluid out of you. And as you get better at it, you can actually squirt across the room, or you can just be a little waterfall, a little trickle. It just depends. I would also tell you to buy puppy pads once you learn how to do this. So that saves a mess.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So that is listener, that would be your warm up to Miss Juicy's workshop. So okay. So now you know. All right. So here's an interesting question. Vagina to anal to vagina. Is that healthy?
God, no.
Vagina to anal to vagina.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Short answer,
no.
All answers, no. Okay.
Our final answer is?
No. Now, would anyone like to elaborate and explain why? Because obviously this is a question that's asked, so there has to be a why to it. Please tell the people why.
I mean, let's go hypothetically if they're actually using protection with doing this. I mean, say for example, if you're using a condom, you go vaginal, finish there, take it out, change condoms, go anal, do what you got to do there. If you're doing it that way, then there should be no issues. But if you're going just switching out with the same condom or going in raw, then that's a big no-no.
Right. It's about bacteria, guys. It's about bacteria.
Right.
Just think about where you're, you know, if you're going vaginal to anal, that's a possibility. That's not nearly as bad as going from anal on a female to vaginal with or without a condom. Those are no-nos. Those are do not do's, do not, you know, do not pass go, do not collect. You go directly to jail. You don't get no more nothing for a while. Okay, so if you have to understand, I think usually this wonderful concept came from watching porn. And when you watch porn, nobody tells you about the breaks that they have in between and they don't tell you about
right.
that part. It looks,
the editing,
it looks like,
the tape that's
right.
on the floor that they cut. Mm-hmm.
Right. The fact they took a 2-hour lunch break and then they went to the next scene and a lot of people don't understand that portion of it. So it's about bacteria. So that is the main reason why. Because there could be, you know, not to sound disgusting or anything, but I am a health education major, so you could have fecal matter, and fecal matter could go with you to the coochie, and that's not a good look. Okay.
There we go. There you go. Now, between mood and method, which one carries more weight in your personal opinion? Mood or method? If you had to put it on the scale, which one will weigh heavier?
Regarding, I'm a little lost. Regarding
intimacy.
Okay.
Intimacy. The mood or method. Setting the mood
for
intimacy.
For me.
Okay.
It would be for me, I am someone that's on the erotic side of the house. I'm very much on the erotic side of the house. So in order for I like for the experience to be great every single time. So, you know, to me it has to be about the mood. What kind of mood have we set? What kind of have we had foreplay? Have we had and foreplay is a lot of different things, guys. It really is. It's a lot of stuff. It could be we've had foreplay all day. He could be at work. We've texted each other. We've slipped notes into each other's lunch bags, or we've left a trail of notes when you come home from work and there's a bath running for you. I mean, I just think there's a lot of different ways that we can make our relationships a lot more fun. Even during COVID-19, we can have our own little date nights at home. We can, sometimes we have to put up, you know, do a little, just a little extra. It's not really that much extra, but cooking together in the kitchen, mm-hmm. maybe cooking naked. I've done that before. You know, and I'm dessert, you know. So, there's just so many things that you can do to spice up your relationship and keep it hot, tight, and together. So, for me, it would definitely mm-hmm. be mood, making the mood nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sir, mood or method to you?
Believe it or not, I go for both. All depends on the situation. If we're doing the poly husband and wife thing, it would be mood, mm-hmm. seeing the right mood, being romantic, getting things set in place. Because, like this is Susie said, I want everything to be on par, almost perfect, as far as that's concerned. Now, from the
mm-hmm.
BDSM status portion, it would be method for me. There's a goal
okay.
from what I want to set uh-huh. in order to achieve the goal, go from A, B, C, D, and so forth.
Okay.
And I would concur if we're swinging, it's totally different. But if it's just my vanilla life, I guess you could say, I should say that. If it's just my vanilla life, mm-hmm. my regular life, for those regular folks out there that might not be into what Sir and I are into, I would go with mood, but I would definitely say for swinging. Swinging is just method. If I'm going to a lifestyle party
mm-hmm.
with my significant other, we're going to get there together, but he's going to go do his thing. I'm going to do my thing. Maybe we'll do something together, whatever the case may be. But we actually know what we're going
mm-hmm.
for. We're going to fuck. That's what we're going for.
Okay.
There you go. That's what we're doing.
That's
so.
It. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let's see. I'm reading some comments and questions. They're like, wow, whoa, hold up. So, okay. So I'm getting
she gonna
the
need
reactions.
A part. She
going to
need,
here.
She gonna need
I need a part
two,
right?
With me, you, and I, sir. I'm telling you.
They're like, whoa, wow. I'm reading the reactions, and I'm trying to scroll for a question. And so I guess I would just go ahead and ask the question. Now it might sound gross, but it's an adult conversation. I think it needs to be said because it happens, it's natural when it comes to a woman's cycle in oral sex. So who wants to tackle that? Is this something that's a straight-up no-no, or how do you navigate through that by just not even going there? Ms. Juicy, would you be like, oh, you know, my partner will, this is my preparation, or hell no, no, this does not happen at all? How do you
okay.
mean?
Okay. So now
yeah.
I have a secret. Jesus, I hope he's not listening. But anyway,
If I put you in the corner, if I put you in the hot seat,
yeah.
you don't have to. if you're in the hot
well,
seat,
it doesn't
you don't have
well,
to.
For me, it doesn't matter anymore. It's like way back in the past. But, I mean, I've had a guy that was, I had a guy at one point in my life that was what we called a vampire. So vampires.
I remember those days.
Yeah, vampire. And that
okay.
is a man that eats. That basically that's really all he wanted was to have when I was on my cycle, that's what he wanted to do. He didn't even care about, you know, having sex. He just wanted to eat me out. So
mm-hmm.
and there are vampires out there. That's their term, not mine. I'm just saying. And then but
how,
for some
how did it make you feel?
Oh honey, I loved it. I don't I will admit it freaked me out because that was the first person I'd ever met like that. That freaked me out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But after we got going, I'm like, well, you know, hey, I have sex on my period, so what difference does it make? You know, he don't mind, I don't mind.
Okay.
All right. But
okay.
the other thing I would tell ladies is there's been some great inventions out there that women can use. And the guy doesn't even know she's on a period. So
I discovered these late in life, but I love them to death, and they're cups. So,
the menstrual cups.
And you can actually, you know, before you have sex, you can actually go and empty it and insert it back up or put up a new one, whatever you want to do. And it's gonna hold for at least, you know, at least 90 minutes or so. It's gonna hold depending on your flow. But doesn't leave a mess or anything. So surprise, honey.
Okay.
Anyway.
I mean,
he
it's,
never
it's
knew.
Like most people.
He never knew.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean,
sorry.
If both people are cool with it, as far as consensus there, if both people are cool with it, then basically go for it. I mean, of course, it can get messy. I mean, so from my standpoint, when I did that, I focused on the clitoris. And if you're new to that or want to try it, like for introduction type thing, that's probably the best way to go as far as that. Also, if you're squeamish, I might suggest a dental dam because blood can have a odor and a metallic taste to it. So I don't know if that would set somebody off, but you can always use a dental dam to curtail that smell and odor. I mean, that taste, rather.
Black towels, red towels, blue towels. There you go.
Oh, yeah, definitely towels. Yeah, definitely towels.
Yeah. Black towels, red towels, blue towels. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and you can also do it in the shower. You can be in the shower with it. There's some showers have seats. Some showers you can put a chair in there. So if you want to do it that way, you can do it that way as well. Suggestion.
Okay. Nice. Cool. You guys are giving great suggestions. We have a few more minutes, you guys, if you want to call in. I know you guys are texting and inboxing me questions, but if you're not so shy, you feel free to call in. The number is 516-666-9896, and we can bring you on the air. But I can continue reading your questions and through text and inbox. That's fine, too. There's no judgment at all. It's okay. okay, so my final question will be about triggers when it comes to certain positions. What if you run into a partner who just triggered by receiving oral sex and you're a big fan of doing it, you're a big fan of pleasing, but they're very uncomfortable. Is that a deal breaker when it comes to a relationship? How do you get past that?
It wouldn't necessarily be a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Schutze, my apologies.
I'm sorry. Recalling, I have in the past, I had two male partners. And neither one of them, believe it or not, for me even, it was a little shocking, that they didn't like to be orally pleasured. And so the person that I am, let's go dig a little deeper and let's find out why not. And both of them had a bad experience. They'd both been, you know, cut, which is very painful. I know what that's like. I've had it happen to me on my clit once. And it can be very, very painful. Especially if you have someone that doesn't follow instructions and, like I said, just kind of wants to do it their way, not realizing that it's not comfortable for their partner. So I think the first thing you want to do is find out why they're not comfortable, because it could be something that you could take baby steps, slowly but surely, and get them to the point of letting go of whatever happened in the past and moving forward. And then one other thing I want to add to that is a lot of people do not realize, and because at one point in my life, and I still dabble in it, I was a phone sex operator. A lot of men, this is not discussed, but a lot, it's not, I should say, it's not discussed as much as it should be,
A lot of men have been abused by women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking just about, right, you know, the men that have been abused by men. I am talking about the young boys that have been abused by their mothers, have been, and this is sexually
mm-hmm.
abused by their aunties, by babysitters.
Right.
So mm-hmm. there can be some residual issues going on as to why
mm-hmm.
this gentleman or this man does not want to be orally pleasured. So I think it's very important
mm-hmm.
that you guys have that conversation and find
mm-hmm.
out what the actual issue or problem is. And in my case, once I found out what the issues were, what the problems were, we were able to overcome those, and I was very cognizant not to, you know, no teeth meant no teeth, and I was very cognizant
mm-hmm.
of that. And just for those that have problems with teeth, you know, there's a mouthpiece that you can use. There's mouth guards that you can use to put over your
right.
teeth so that it's a smooth transition as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, sir, would you like to add on to that?
Sure. There's a situation where before I found the lifestyle, basically a girlfriend boyfriend situation, but turned out that she did not like oral sex because of some previous trauma. Now, regardless, now those self-communication is key to make everything, to find out what's going on and better understand each other. So after a couple of talks, it was found out that the last person went down on her basically hurt her. He wasn't pleasuring or trying to please her. He's basically ramming in there like a woodpecker inhaling a tree. So, that was a weird annotation. Where did that come from? But anyway,
I'm sitting there like my legs are crossed. I'm like, oh no!
Yeah, I just crossed both legs and my arms.
Let me close my door too. Let me start closing everything.
Yeah, but we
oh
discussed. The more we discussed it, she decided to give it a go, and it was about being real gentle. Again,
mm-hmm.
finding her watching the zones while you're looking to clip things like that, and focus on giving her pleasure, and she enjoyed the hell
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, okay.
It's all about
yeah.
communication.
Yeah, you
yeah,
have to have the three
C's. And empathy and patience and respect. That's great.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, yes.
Some people speak just to speak and not really listen. So,
they tend to believe I can make it better, and you don't know what the real issue or underlying issue is. So, it's very important that you all talk and that you communicate, and like you said, that you listen, and don't just listen with your ears; listen with your heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, they're so romantic. So romantic. So, any final words, any final tips that you would like to leave with our listeners as far as how to enjoy the pleasures of oral loving? Ladies first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went away for a moment. Okay, I'm back.
Thanks.
No, you have to.
Well.
Please, ladies, if you're doing oral, like I said earlier, if you're going to do oral pleasuring, you have to enjoy it. Don't just make it sound like it's a chore or something that you have to do, or, oh, God, he wants me to do that again. Learn to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your partner. Find out what they enjoy. Add some fun things to it. I know we talked a little bit about the sugar aspect, but, you know, yeah, you can
mm-hmm.
bring a little, some fruit roll-ups. That makes it taste a little better, I'll be honest with you. But just make sure you take it all off. ladies, I would tell you, honestly, have yourself just a little kit on the nightstand or close by. And with that kit, you'll have like a little, maybe a peppermint or a fruit roll-up, or you'll have maybe a small vibrator, because, yes, guys like their dicks with a little vibe on it. There's nothing wrong with it. It feels good, especially when you're giving them a blowjob and you put the vibe on the balls. They love it.
There you go.
Keep it mild. Keep it mild. Doesn't have to be on high. Start out slow and work your way up. And then I would also tell you to have a cloth, a warm cloth, something that you can wipe it off. So if you do have candy, you can easily just wipe it off, keep stroking him with it, and then put your mouth right on it and, you know, finish taking off any sugars that there might be before you put your little coochie on top of it. So just make sure it's clean, because
give him the sugar, then give him the real sugar.
Exactly. So you can do a lot of, enjoy it, have fun with it. Don't just, you know, think it's a chore. You know, for me, it's a power trip. I love it. I love giving. And my mantra is, I can suck a dick for hours. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Period. Okay. So, and, sir, the table's on you. Any last words you'd like to share?
Communication. Find out. Moving forward.
You caught it.
Find out what your partner likes and dislikes. Cater to, while you're going down on them, cater to their needs. Make sure that they are enjoying the show. And also, make sure that you're enjoying it, too. Because if they get off, when you don't get off, there's really no fun involved whatsoever. It's not a good thing. Other than that, hygiene is always important. For God's sakes, use soap and water or some type of douche, or the case may be, or any type of sexual activity is brought up. Other than that, enjoy yourselves, and always remember that life is too short to not be into some kinky shifts.
Hey.
That's my bad.
All right.
And drink water. Water. Lots
drink
of water.
Water.
Stay hydrated.
All right. Brag on yourself. So where can people find you? What you got going on? Miss Juicy first.
Well, Miss Juicy has a lot going on. You guys can find me on Facebook. That's usually where I hang out the most. But I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snap. And it all is Miss Juicy. And it's spelled M-Z period J-E-W-C-E-E. You can catch me at my website is juicytales.com, JEWCEETALES.com. You can follow me, Juicy Boutique, on Facebook. It is a private group, so you have to be accepted into the group. And that is JEWCEEBOUTIQUE. And on Monday night, you can catch myself and Honeybee, the producer extraordinaire, on Juicy Tales Erotic Chat right here on Blog Talk Radio. We start at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard, and 6 p.m. for our West Coasters. We have a great lineup, and this Monday night we'll be talking to DV Passion out of Atlanta, Georgia, so I can't wait for that show. That's going to be great. So you guys can catch us here on Blog Talk Radio.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you. And sir, what you got going on? Brag on yourself.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, COVID, the year of COVID, pretty much curtailed all the trips I was going to do and plan. But nonetheless, I am still found on Facebook and Instagram. Nothing fancy, Matthias Black. I am still writing BDSM 101 tips, personal blogs, things of that nature, from my experiences to share. And that's pretty much it.
And you're an amazing sketch artist.
Oh, okay. I'm an amazing sketch artist, everybody. Some of the stuff I, well, actually, the majority of the stuff I draw is not saved for Facebook, so it's out there somewhere, probably. So.
Is that
this one?
Okay. Any of your artwork, they're on Instagram. Any of your artwork, is it for sale or is this for presentation?
For presentation. I did, it's my personal taste. You know, back in the day when I was heavily into music, I actually used music as my passion. Instead of getting paid for it, became a chore. I'm not going to do that with my artwork. So it's basically for presentation. When I die, go for
gotcha.
It. But right now, it's just with presentation.
Okay. Much respect. Much respect. Well, thank you two for joining me tonight. Oh, my goodness. I had such a blast. You too. Thank you so much for spending some time and dropping some gems and definitely intriguing the audience members with, wait a minute, let's go back to the squirting. So, yeah, thanks.
That was cute.
Oh,
good.
Oh, you guys,
so,
thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Tell Dahlia we say hello.
Yes.
We say hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
All right. Well, you two have a pleasant evening. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you too, girl.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, you guys. So there you have it. You had Miss Juicy and Sir Matthias Black on the air. Ah, how did you like that? Let me know in the comments what you thought about tonight's episode. They're the real deal. So they've told you all about where you can reach out to them. So make sure you check out their link on Facebook and Instagram. And if you have other questions for them, feel free to reach out to them, message them on their social media platform. They're more than willing to respond. And once this whole pandemic is gone and things can get to some normalcy, then we can get these workshops back up and running. So you guys can actually meet them face-to-face and really get in there. There was one thing I wanted to add. Oh my goodness, tire horn. One thing I really wanted to add, what I meant to touch on with the health part of the topic was about women who receive oral from their partners who blow into their vaginas. I meant to touch on that while they were on the air. But let me just say this, that that's not safe. It's actually dangerous blowing into the vagina. Please don't have your partner do it. That is actually called air embolism, okay? So an air embolism, also called a gas embolism, that occurs when one or more air bubbles enter a vein or artery and block it. And when the air bubble enters that vein, that's an air embolism. And when the air bubble is inside the artery, it's not a good deal. So these air bubbles can actually travel to your brain, your heart, your lungs, and cause a heart attack, a stroke, or some type of respiratory failure. So it's rare that it happens, but it is possible. So if your partner is the type that uses that technique, blowing into your vagina, chill on that, you know, find a different technique to use. Keep that in mind. Not here to try to scare you, just educate you and make sure you understand that, you know, there are other ways to get pleased without going to the hospital, okay? All right, I love you, and I just want to say thank you for checking in. Make sure you share this episode. Don't be selfish. Don't be a selfish lover. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed having my guests, and I really appreciate the listeners with the questions. And you guys have a great, great night. Take care. Bye.